From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. The digital music age has claimed another victim, and that is the flagship Specs Music Store on South Dixie Highway in Coral Gables. Miami Herald music critic Howard Cohen probably owes his career to a place where you actually had to go get your tunes, and he stopped by to reminisce. Howard, this is your childhood, and really a lot of other people's too.
I still know the phone number of that Specs from calling it every Tuesday on record release date back in the 70s when I was this little kid, and I would call and ask, did you put out the new Carly Simon album today? It was supposed to be out today.
And the number is?
661-3451, area code 305. It just...
Before area codes?
Before area codes, that's another point. You didn't have to dial the area code. I remember that number. I just told you that number. I can't tell you what my personal phone number was back then. I lived on the beach. I would go all the way from Miami Beach to that Specs. And it had a sales staff that had been hired by a family, the founders of Specs, the Spectors, Mike Spector. This man loved music, and he paid a particular heed to that when selecting staff. So the staff loved music, and they knew music. So you would go in there, and it almost was like family in a way. They would say, hey, Howard, we've just got the latest from so-and-so, you know, because they knew I was buying brand X. Maybe I would like brand Y, too. I mean, where else do you get that service, that kind of personalized
service? So to the downloaders, this was a human Pandora.
Exactly. Exactly. It had that human touch. It had that communal feel. Back in its heyday, when we used to buy concert tickets in person, we would camp out at that store. People would camp out, and it was allowed. People would camp out in that parking lot in the 70s and the 80s into the early 90s when the means of buying concert tickets were by store. And you would meet other people who loved the music that you loved. And it was in a pre-Facebook world where you find certain connections. This was your connection. You'd see these faces in the line with you that were hardy souls who would stay there overnight in a parking lot, you know, out in the street, to buy the Elton John concert tickets. So you'd find out there's my Elton John fan.
Exactly. I'm pointing to me.
I'm one of them too. I was there in 88 to buy tickets for his first Miami Arena show when the Miami Arena was new. I was there to get tickets for the old Sportatorium in Hollywood. And you'd have that communal love. Oh, how many times have you seen Elton? And they tell you, and oh, I remember him back in the day. He used to do headstands on his piano, and he had those funky glasses. And so you share memories and reminisce, and it was fun. So it was a communal hangout, and people remember that. This is a store that opened in 48. The name Specs, it opened in 48 in that present location, 53. So all these years. Think back to what the music of the day was. You had the Bobby Sox era. Those were the records they were selling, jazz, country. There was no rock and roll. Suddenly rock and roll comes out. They were there for rock and roll. They were there for Beatlemania. They were there through disco, through punk, through rap, through today's electronic dance music.
And what is Howard Cohen's first Specs purchase?
I remember my very first Specs purchase as if it was yesterday, as clear as day. I was 10 years old. I walked in there to get the new Helen Reddy single. It was Leave Me Alone, Ruby Redress at the time. Funny enough, I interviewed Helen many, many years after the fact when she came here to talk about her book. She didn't like her own song. She thought it was ridiculous because she repeats the phrase, leave me alone, and she counted it. And I don't remember the total, but it's in the double digits.
Leave me alone, won't you leave me alone?
Oh, leave me alone, please leave me alone.
Please leave me alone.
Howard Cohen, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you, Kelly. I always enjoy our chats.
Me too. This is WLRN, Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell.